She said I'd always be that kind of guy. I wanted to try, but she just waved goodbye. She waved goodbye.
Welcome back, or welcome in, to your Friday morning indie wake-up call right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. This is our Valentine's Day slash love, lust, breakup themed edition of the Friday morning indie wake-up call. You just heard a local staple. That's Clem Chesterfield with She Just Waved Goodbye. Prior to that, we heard from Waxahachie and MJ Lenderman with Right Back to It. Shania Twain, classic, arguably the greatest era of country music, that late 80s to mid 90s stretch. Whose bed have your boots been under? It's an all-time classic. We also heard from Orville Peck and Debbie Dawson with Back at Your Door. And prior to that, before we took that little jaunt into the realm of country and Western music, we also had kind of a folk singer-songwriter moment there. We heard from Gordon Lightfoot, the late great, with Bitter Green, Joni Mitchell with Little Green, and we started it all off similar to how we finished with another local staple, local legend, the great Piner with Chicory. And my goodness, I don't know if I've been this excited about an episode for a very long time, because we are eschewing a lot of our standard format and kind of just going all over the map today, because I don't know if anything has been more widely covered in music, television, movies, every form of media than the concept of love. And that gives us a lot of very fertile ground to work with and a whole lot of music to play. We have got tracks coming up in this next music block from the early 1960s, stretching into the mid-70s, and then coming right up to the heady days of the mid-2020s. So once again, jumping all over the place, but that really excites me. I love these kind of theme episodes where I get to I'm not going to say get in my bag, because some of these are not exactly, you know, hidden gems or deep cuts, but I love getting that leniency and kind of lateral movement to work with, because we're playing stuff that you would never otherwise hear on this program, including a track in our next run of music from the great Meatloaf, a musician I actually saw in concert in the early 2010s. I won't say necessarily he was good, but he was unforgettable, and the man clearly had a ridiculous, powerful stage presence, and his approach, especially to the stuff off the first Bad Outta Hell, produced by Jim Steinman, another late great legend. That, to me, is kind of the ultimate schmaltzy, maximalist rock and roll and pop. And I love it so much, and it's informed so many of my, I would say, production choices. Not so much with music, but just in media in general. So we've got Meatloaf coming up. We've got our soul and neo-soul. It's going to be a great little run of music, so I hope you'll stay tuned, because where else would you want to be the day before Valentine's Day than here with me? All right. Let's see. What do I want to go with next? I think, you know what? Let's kick it off with the man himself, Marvin Lee Adey, a.k.a. Meatloaf. This is a throwback. This is for the listeners of, I'm going to say more so the boomers than Gen X. But hey, if you're Gen X, you probably grew up hearing this on the radio. Me, my parents loved Meatloaf, so although I am a dirty, stinking millennial, I have a fondness for it as well. This is schmaltzy. This is a power ballad. This is AM radio made manifest. This is 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad on your Friday morning indie wake-up call. Not indie music. It's not. I agree. But come on. It's all about love. And who embodied love more than Mr. Meatloaf himself?
There's nothing left inside of me. just pray them words that we couldn't say.
Greetings, loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
When you know, you know. life that's calmer. He always goes for what he wants, and he always leads with laughter. How could I write a song about a mind that sees through darkness? He brings me up.
Thank you.
are back. Quick little music block for you there with a lot of soul and neo-soul influences. You just heard from Vaughn with Supernatural. Prior to that, friend of the station, CFRC favorite, and Queens alumnus, Ariz Zabari with To Know You Is To Love You, dedicated to her fiancé and I believe now husband, which I think is lovely. We also heard from the Isley Brothers with This Old Heart of Mine, a personal favorite from the 1960s, one of the great hits of the Motown era. We also heard from Steve Conte and the Seatbelts with Words That We Couldn't Say. And yes, we did kick off that music block with a little bit of Meatloaf. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. A lovely song about a love that just is not meant to be. And on that note, let's throw in a few things that admittedly I forgot to play. That's the joy of live music. We got 2 tracks coming up here from, well, you know what? 3 tracks from favorites of mine. This is kind of the Jesse Homerism portion of the show, because there are 3 bands/artists that I play a lot of that are all no longer doing their thing, 2 of whom are no longer with us, period. We've got some Warren Zevon, we've got some REM, and we've got some David Berman, specifically Purple Mountains era, coming up. All that, plus music from Cameron Winter, and oh, so much more. Stay tuned, folks. This is a pretty fun little run of some Jesse staples here on your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call.
bother you. gets worse and the heart gets harder. We made mad love, shadow love, random love, and abandoned love. Accidentally, like a martyr. The hurt gets worse and the heart gets harder.
Fly to the moon, fly to the dam, make a watch for wind all night. on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Dolan Hubbard and his teammate Cassidy Taylor called Birdie. Inspired by shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, the pair co-wrote the song virtually before coming together to record in person at Cassidy's home in Milton, Ontario, with Nolan traveling from Kingston. Produced and mixed by Nolan and mastered by Yanni Caldres, Birdie invites listeners into a space of heartbreak and healing. Cassidy's vocals float effortlessly over Nolan's signature lush guitar hooks, blending their distinct artistic voices into a story that feels deeply relatable. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
One final time today, welcome back to your Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. You just heard from The Wilderness, a band I believe that finished up in late fall 2025, but that is a 2022 track called Christina. Prior to that, I hope you love your kitschy rock cheese. That was The Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. We had a release radar from Nolan Hubbard called Birdie. We heard from Cameron Winter with Love Takes Miles. Warren Zevon, Accidentally Like a Martyr, beautiful track. She's Making Friends, I'm Turning Stranger, delightful title by Purple Mountains, a.k.a. David Berman. And we kicked off that music block with R.E.M.'s 1984 country and western music inspired track Don't Go Back to Rockville, and then the addition to that is And Waste Another Year. Folks, we are just about out of time today on our early Valentine's Day love themed edition of the Friday morning Indie Wake Up Call, and I want to end off on just a fantastic track that admittedly I'm sure like many other people discovered through David Letterman. We're going to end off with Future Islands Seasons brackets Waiting on You, a beautiful synth rock song about heartbreak and heartache, and one of the great live performances on network television. Seek that out if you haven't already seen it. It is really top-notch stuff. And high energy closer to take you into the rest of your day, to take you into Valentine's Day weekend. Whether you're somebody that celebrates and appreciates that or not, it's cool. I hope you take care of yourself. I hope you take care of somebody else. And I hope you enjoy all that's yet to come and left to go here on CFRC today. Stay tuned. New edition of the charts coming up hot and fresh at the conclusion of this program. Until then, this is Future Islands with Seasons bracket Waiting on You on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca.
and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up